You're listening to the LMM Half Hour Show here on Radio Kidnappers. That was Rise by Skillet from the new album entitled Rise that was released just the other week. I'm alone in the studio today, so it's going to be a musically based episode to save you all from overexposure to my voice. But I'd like to say this is the first episode recorded since we've been accepted to podcast on iTunes, so feel free to show your support and like us on Facebook, the LMM Half Hour Show. And feel free to email any song requests you have to lmmhalfhourshow@hotmail.com. I now have another track for you called Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Here you go.
I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Alrighty, is those things you always ponder, you know, those things in life that you think about and you think about and they just don't make sense to you. Here's three of them that I've come up with this week. Why are apartments called apartments when they're all stuck together? I don't know. Why is abbreviated such a long word? And finally, why is the man who you invest all your money called a broker? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I've got more of these and I'm sure they'll come in future weeks. We now have a song for you called Haters Gonna Hate by Tonight Only. Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio Connectors on 1431M and 104.7 FM. Following this, we'll have the Canadian remix of Raise Your Weapon. Thank you very much.
Launch your assault now. Take it easy. Raise your weapon. Raise your weapon. One word and it's over. Ripping through like a missile. Ripping through my
I'm here to share with you an inspirational story. I told this originally in one of my Heads Boy speeches, actually, at Tamatea High School, but last year this was an inspirational story that I heard and I thought I'd share with you all. Once upon a time, there was a little boy beginning to take lessons from his expert karate master. Right from the initial stage, the boy was doing well, and so he couldn't understand why, after a period of 6 months of training, the master had taught him, and is still teaching him, only one move. This doesn't seem like a progress to the boy, and so one day he told his master, "Master, shouldn't I be learning more moves instead of only just one?" The answer his master gave was, "This is the only move you know, but it is the only move you'll ever need to know." Not quite understanding why, but believing in his teacher, the boy continued with his training. Several months later, the master took the boy to his first tournament, and not long after the match began, the boy easily won his first two matches. The third match proved to be a little more difficult, but after some time his opponent became impatient and charged, and once again the boy used his one move to win the match. Still wondering and amazed by his success, the boy was now in the final rounds. This time around his opponent was far bigger, stronger, and even more experienced. For a while the boy appeared to be overmatched. Feeling concerned that the boy might get hurt, the referee declared a timeout. He was about to stop the match when the little boy's master intervened. No, the master insisted, just let him continue. And soon after the match resumed, his opponent made a very critical mistake. He dropped his guard. Instantly, the boy used his one move to pin him, and hence, he won the match and the tournament. He was champion. On the way back home, the boy and the master reviewed every move in each of the matches. Then the boy summoned the courage to ask what had really been bothering his mind. Master, he called. I still can't understand how I won the tournament with just only one move. His master smiled and said, You won the tournament for two reasons. First, you've almost mastered one of the most difficult throws in all of karate. And secondly, the only known defense for that one move is for your opponent to grab your left arm. The little boy was amazed. His biggest weakness, his lost arm, had become his biggest strength. The moral of the story is, with the right attitude and faith, and also believing in yourself, you can make your biggest weaknesses also your biggest strengths. Thank you very much. I'll leave you with a song by Passenger called Let It Go.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so far. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Oh, 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 no. And you let her go. Burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.